أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Hast thou not heard of him who disputed with Abraham about his Lord, because Allah had given him kingdom? When Abraham said, My Lord is he who gives life and causes death, he said, I also give life and cause death. Abraham said, Well, Allah brings the sun from the east, bring it thou from the west. Thereupon the infidel was confounded, and Allah guides not the unjust people. Footnote 321. Abraham was a great iconoclast. His people worshipped the sun and the stars, their chief god being Merodach, Madruk, originally the god of the morning and the spring sun. Encyclopedia Biblica and Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics, Volume 2, page 296. They believed that all life depended on the sun. Abraham very wisely asked the infidel that if he, as he claimed, controlled life and death, then let him reverse the course of the sun on which all life depended. He was in a fix. He could not say that he could not accept Abraham's challenge to bring the sun from the west to the east, for that would have demolished his claim of being the controller of life and death. And if he had said that he could do so, it meant that he claimed to exercise control over the sun, which would have been a great blasphemy in the eyes of his people who worshipped the sun. Thus, he was completely confounded and did not know what to say.
Verse 260.
أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Or hast thou not heard of the like of him who passed by a town which had fallen down upon its roofs and exclaimed, When will Allah restore it to life after its destruction? Then Allah caused him to die for 100 years. Then he raised him and said, How long hast thou remained in this state? He answered, I have remained a day or part of a day. Allah said, It is so. But thou hast also remained in this state for 100 years. Now look at thy food and thy drink. They have not rotted. And look at thy ass. And we have done this that we may make thee a sign unto men. And look at the bones, how we set them, and then clothed them with flesh. And when this became clear to him, he said, I know that Allah has the power to do all that He wills. Footnote 322. The ruined town referred to in the verse is Jerusalem, which was laid waste by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in 599 BC. Ezekiel, the prophet, was among the Jews whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away into captivity to Babylon, and who was made to pass by and witness the ghastly sight of the devastated town. Footnote 323. Ezekiel was naturally shocked at the sad sight and prayed to God in words full of extreme pathos as to when the ruined town would be restored to life. His prayer was heard, and he was made to see a vision that the restoration prayed for would take place in 100 years. The verse does not mean that Ezekiel remained actually dead for 100 years. Only he saw a vision that he had died and had remained dead for 100 years and then had come back to life. The Quran sometimes mentions scenes seen in a vision as having actually taken place without stating that they were witnessed in a vision or dream. Chapter 12, verse 5. The vision signified, and Ezekiel understood the significance, that the children of Israel would remain in the state of captivity and complete natural degradation for about 100 years, after which they would receive a new life and would come back to their sacred city. And it actually came to pass as Ezekiel had dreamt. Jerusalem was taken by Nebuchadnezzar in 599 BC. 2 Kings chapter 24 verse 10. Ezekiel probably saw the vision in 586 BC. The city was rebuilt about a century after its destruction. Its building started in 537 BC by the permission and help of Cyrus, the king of Persia and Media, and was completed in 515 BC. It took the Israelites another 15 years to settle in it, and thus virtually a century passed before the destruction of Jerusalem and its restoration to life. It is puerile to think that God actually caused Ezekiel to die, and that he remained dead for 100 years, and was then brought back to life. For that would not have been an answer to his prayer, which did not pertain to the death and resurrection of any individual, but to that of a town representing a whole people. Footnote 323a. The words are intended to express indefiniteness of time. Chapter 18, verse 20, and chapter 23, verse 114, and mean, according to the Quranic usage, that Ezekiel did not know how long he had remained in that state. Yom here does not mean a day of 24 hours, but time absolutely. See chapter 1, verse 4. The words, I have remained a day or part of a day, may also refer to the time for which Ezekiel slept or the time he took in seeing the vision. Apparently, Ezekiel thought that he was being asked about the duration of the time of the vision. Footnote 323b. Bal is a particle of digression, signifying a, the cancellation of what precedes, as in chapter 21, verse 27, or b, transition from one object of discourse to another, as in chapter 87, verse 17. Here, bal has been used in the latter sense. Footnote 324. The clause, it is so, but thou hast also remained in this state for 100 years, points out that although in one sense Ezekiel had remained in that state for 100 years, for he had dreamt that he had been dead for 100 years. Yet the statement that he had tarried for a day, or part of a day, was also correct. For the actual time spent in seeing the vision was naturally very short. Footnote 325. To bring home this fact to the mind of Ezekiel, God directed his attention to his food and drink and his ass, that his food and drink had not rotted and his ass was still alive showed that he had really tarried only for a day or part of it. The words, "Look at thy ass," also indicate that Ezekiel saw the vision while sleeping in the fields with his ass by his side. For while in captivity, the Israelites were made to work in the fields as farmers. Footnote 326. Ezekiel represented in his person the whole Jewish nation. His symbolic death for 100 years represented their national degradation and sorrows in captivity, for that was the period after which they came to their own. This is how Ezekiel became a sign. See also Ezekiel chapter 37.
Verse 261.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And remember when Abraham said, "My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead." God said, "Dost thou not believe?" Abraham said, "Yes, but I ask this that my heart may be at ease." God answered, "Take 4 birds and make them attached to thee. Then put each of them on a hill, then call them. They will come to thee in haste, and know that Allah is mighty and wise." Footnote 327. The difference between iman, belief, and itminan, the heart being at ease, is that in the former state one simply believes that God can do a thing, while in the latter one receives the assurance that the thing would be done in his case also. Abraham did indeed believe that God could bring the dead to life, but what he desired was his personal satisfaction of knowing that God would do so in the case of his own posterity as well. Referring to the verse and the comment, the Holy Prophet is reported to have said, "We are more deserving of entertaining shak, doubt, than Abraham." Muslim. The word shak signifying an intense hidden desire anxiously awaiting fulfillment. For the Holy Prophet never entertained any doubt about any of God's promises or doings. This shows that Abraham's question was not prompted by doubt, but simply by an anxious desire. Footnote 328. Suratul Ghusna Ilayya means, "I inclined the branch towards myself." Lane. The preposition ila determines the significance of the word surhunna in the sense of inclining or attaching and not cutting. Footnote 329. Juz means a part or portion or division of a thing. Thus, if a thing consists of or comprises a group, the word part or division would signify each member of it. This is a vision of Abraham. In taking four birds, the implication was that his posterity would rise and fall four times, which phenomenon was to be witnessed twice among the Israelites and to be repeated twice among the followers of the Holy Prophet of Islam, who was descended from Abraham through Ishmael. The power of the Jews, the progeny of Abraham through Isaac, was crushed twice, first by Nebuchadnezzar and then by Titus. Chapter 17, verses 5 to 8, and Encyclopedia Britannica under Jews. And each time God raised them after their fall, the second revival having been brought about by Constantine, the Roman emperor who accepted Christianity. Similarly, the power of Islam was first rudely shaken when Baghdad fell to the Tatar hordes, but soon it recovered from the crushing blow. The victors became the vanquished, and the grandson of Halaku, the despoiler of Baghdad, was converted to Islam. The second fall came later, when there was a general and wholesale decline of Muslims both in the spiritual and the political field. The second renaissance of Islam is being brought about by the promised Messiah.